All right, so today we're diving into something a little different, photography, but with a twist.
Okay.
It's called ICM photography.
ICM.
Yeah, intentional camera movement.
Okay.
And it's all about making photos blurry.
Huh. Interesting. So instead of like, you know, striving for that perfect sharpness
exactly
that we see everywhere.
Yep, like totally ditching the Instagram perfect look.
Yeah.
And embracing a kind of beautiful blur.
You know, it's fascinating how we've gotten so fixated on that technical perfection in photography.
Right.
It's like every photo has to be tack sharp.
Yeah.
And ICM really pushes back against that.
Yeah.
Using that blur and that motion to capture a feeling.
Yeah. I've been looking at this photographer, Stephen Paul Young.
Okay.
And his work is incredible.
Yeah. What have you noticed about his work?
Well, he's based in England, and he shoots these amazing landscapes.
Oh.
And a lot of them are on, like, these wet winter days.
Okay, I can picture it. You know those classic English countryside scenes?
Yeah.
The wind blowing through the trees.
Yeah.
Maybe some rain.
It's like that moodiness.
Yeah, most photographers would want to freeze that action.
Right.
Get that perfectly crisp shot.
You would think so.
But Young uses all that movement to his advantage.
Yeah, he talks about that in his blog.
Right.
It's less about what the place looks like and more about the feeling of being there.
It's almost like a paradox.
Right.
By making things blurry, he actually makes it more real.
Yeah.
More like how it really feels to be in that moment.
It's capturing that feeling instead of just the perfect image.
Yeah, those fleeting moments.
Right.
They become part of the artwork.
He describes it as painting with light and motion.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like impressionistic, almost like a Monet, but with a camera.
And he shoots this whole winter series on film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a Canon 300V.
Wow, a film camera.
Uh-huh, and a 50mm lens.
Interesting. So wait, why film?
Why film? Yeah.
Is it just for the aesthetic?
Well, it's definitely a choice. It's not just random.
Okay.
Because film has a certain texture.
Okay.
And grain that you don't get with digital.
Right.
It automatically adds that layer of imperfection.
Makes sense.
And that plays into that whole ICM idea.
I see. So it's all connected.
Yeah,
the film, the blur, it's all about that mood.
Capturing the essence of the place.
Exactly.
And he takes it a step further.
Oh, really?
How so? He pushes his film two stops when he develops it.
Pushing the film? What does that mean?
So basically, he develops it for longer.
Okay.
It makes the contrast and the grain stronger.
So it's even more...
More atmospheric.
Gotcha.
Like a vintage feel.
Exactly. It's like turning up the volume on those imperfections.
So he's not just embracing them, he's emphasizing them.
He's using them to create a certain look.
That's really interesting.
And I think it gets to the heart of what Young's doing with ICM.
Okay.
He's not just taking a pretty picture.
Yeah.
He wants to convey a feeling.
He's sharing an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about seeing the world, how he felt it.
Wow, that's powerful.
It really is. It makes you think about how you look at his photos.
Right.
Are you searching for every detail?
Right.
Or are you letting yourself get lost in the mood?
That atmosphere he's created.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like you can almost feel the wind and that chill in the air.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you question how we usually approach photography, you know?
Right.
Like we try to be objective, capture everything perfectly.
Yeah, make it look real.
Right.
Yeah.
But with ICM, it's different.
Yeah, it's more about interpretation.
Exactly. The photographers view their feelings.
It's funny because even though he's using this old film camera,
right,
it reminds me of some of the stuff happening in digital photography these days.
Oh, really?
Like all those filters and apps that make your photos look like film.
Yeah.
Grainy light leaks, all that.
Right, trying to recreate that vintage look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like maybe we're realizing that those perfect digital photos are missing something.
It's possible. Maybe we're drawn to imperfections.
Yeah.
To something that feels more real, more human.
Exactly. We're so used to seeing these flawless images.
Right.
Everywhere we look.
Perfectly airbrushed.
It's like they've lost their power.
And ICM is like the opposite.
Yeah.
It's refreshing, embracing the blur, the movements.
It's different.
It forces us to really look closer, feel the image.
Instead of just glancing at it.
You have to engage with it.
Yeah.
Let the movement guide your eye.
Use your imagination.
Exactly. It creates a mystery you want to solve.
And that's so cool. It's like he's breaking the rules.
He's showing us a different kind of beauty.
There's more than one way to tell a story with a photo.
And that's what makes his work so interesting?
Yeah, he's not afraid to experiment.
He's pushing the boundaries.
In his blog, he even mentions that's why he loves ICM.
What does he say?
He loves that it's unpredictable.
Oh, yeah.
Every shot is unique.
Nothing's the same.
It's like he's collaborating with nature.
Yeah, you have your composition.
Right. But then the wind, the rain.
It all plays a part.
And the way he moves the camera.
It all comes together.
There's this element of chance.
It's exciting.
Yeah, a surprise.
That sense of discovery, people love that.
Whether you're a photographer or just love looking at art.
It's not just about the how-to.
Right.
It's about a different way of thinking.
Being open to imperfection.
Yeah.
Living in the moment.
Finding beauty in unexpected places.
Yeah, like just let go and see what you create.
Right. It can be really freeing.
Especially these days.
Yeah, when everything's supposed to be perfect.
You know, airbrushed and flawless.
ICM reminds us that beauty can be found in those little imperfections.
Those fleeting moments.
That we might miss otherwise.
And Young actually lists a few reasons why he thinks everyone should try ICM.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
He says it's not just for professionals.
Okay.
It's for anyone who wants to express themselves through photography.
Find their own unique style.
Yeah. And he loves that ICM lets you break free from all those photography roles.
You know, like always needing perfect sharpness.
Yeah. Yeah. Or composition.
Right. With ICM, you can just experiment.
Play with motion and blur.
Create something totally unique.
And it is amazing how every photo is different.
No two are the same.
Because of how the camera moves.
Each one has its own story.
It's so captivating.
Full of surprises.
So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I want to try this.
Yeah.
Where should they start?
Well, I would definitely recommend checking out Stephen Paul Young's website.
Okay.
It's funartpics.co.uk.
Funartpics.co.uk.
Yeah. Seeing his work will give you a feel for what's possible.
Right.
How he evokes all those emotions.
Yeah. And maybe even just grab your camera.
And play around.
Yeah. Try slowing down the shutter speed.
See what happens when you move the camera while you're taking a picture.
Like panning or tilting.
Even rotating it gently.
Just experiment.
Find what works for you.
There's no right or wrong way to do ICM.
Exactly. It's all about expressing yourself.
Finding your own vision.
Think about those moments when you felt that movement and energy in a scene. Maybe a windy day at the beach.
Or a busy city street.
How could you capture that feeling with ICM?
Even just the light through leaves on a breezy day.
It's all around us.
If we just pay attention. So it's not just a technique.
Right.
It's a whole new way of seeing.
Slowing down.
Being present.
Finding the beauty in the imperfect.
That's a great way to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
As we explored ICM photography with Stephen Paul Young.
It's been fun.
Remember, let go of the rules.
Yeah.
Let the movement guide you.
And see where your creativity takes you.
Until next time.